listing 138 on the bottom. I believe, pretty sure that George was at the first convention I ever went to. My first discreet memory of him was about a year after that at one of the New England conventions, where I can't remember if I was sitting right next to him or right behind him, but at one point he leaned over to me and in his particular kindly and generous yet firm manner, chastised me for tapping my foot too loud. And, you know, I didn't enjoy being chastised by my elder, but he was absolutely correct, and I thank him for that. I'm thankful for having the opportunity to sing with him in so many occasions, in so many different places over the years, from east to west. And it's also a treat to see so many familiar faces here today, including people that I've been singing with the entire time I've been singing. I think I've been thinking of some of the same things Matt's been thinking about, the continuity, and that the singing continues on and that we are part of a continuum. As George one day started singing, I started singing one day, others have started after that and will continue long after that. And this song speaks to that for me. So,